Harper Audio presents Multipliers, How the Best Leaders Make Everyone Smarter, by Liz Weissman with Greg McEwen, read by John Maher, with the first chapter read by Liz Weissman and chapter headings read by Greg McEwen. Foreword by Stephen R. Covey. I had the opportunity to work with a multiplier when I was in my early 20s. It profoundly shaped the rest of my life. I had decided to take a break in my education to provide extended volunteer service. The invitation came to go to England. Just 4.5 months after my arrival, the president of the organization came to me and said, "I have a new assignment for you. I want you to travel around the country and train local leaders." I was shocked. Who was I to train leaders in their 50s and 60s? Some of these individuals had been leading twice as long as I had been alive. Sensing my doubt, he simply looked me in the eye and said, "I have great confidence in you. You can do this. I will give you the materials to help you prepare to teach these leaders." It is hard to overstate the impact this leader had on me. By the time I returned home, I had begun to detect the work I wanted to devote my life to. His particular ability to get more out of people than they knew they had to give fascinated me. I have reflected on this many times, wondering what he did that got so much from me. The answer to this question is contained in this book. Liz Weissman and her collaborator Greg McEwen have written a book that explores this idea more deeply than anything I have read elsewhere on this subject, and their timing couldn't be better. New Demands, Insufficient Resources. At a time when many organizations do not have the luxury of adding or transferring resources to tackle major challenges, they must find the capabilities within their current ranks. The ability to extract and multiply the intelligence that already exists in the organization is red-hot relevant. Across industries and organizations of all kinds, leaders now find themselves in what David Allen has summarized as new demands, insufficient resources. For some 40 years, I have worked with organizations that were grappling with new demands, insufficient resources. I have become convinced that the biggest leadership challenge of our times is not insufficient resources per se, but rather our inability to access the most valuable resources at our disposal. When I ask in my seminars, "How many of you would agree that the vast majority of the workforce possesses far more capability, creativity, talent, initiative, and resourcefulness than their present jobs allow or even require them to use?" The affirmative response is about 99%. Then I ask a second question. Who here feels the pressure to produce more from less? Again, a sea of hands goes up. When you put those two questions together, you can see the challenge. As stated in this book, indeed, people are often overworked and underutilized. Some corporations have made hiring the most intelligent individuals a core strategy on the basis that smarter people can solve problems more quickly than the competition. But that only works if the organizations can access that intelligence. Organizations that figure out how to better access this vastly underutilized resource won't just be more enjoyable places to work. They will outperform their competitors. In this global environment, this might well make the difference between companies that make it and those that don't. And as with so many business challenges, leadership is clearly a critical force for leveraging the full capability of the organization. The New Idea. Multipliers, How the Best Leaders Make Everyone Smarter, represents nothing less than the leadership paradigm necessary for accessing the intelligence and potential of people in organizations everywhere. It unearths and explains why some leaders create genius all around them, while other leaders drain intelligence and capability from an organization. Peter Drucker spoke of what is at stake when he wrote, "The most important, and indeed the truly unique, contribution of management in the 20th century was the 50-fold increase in the productivity of the manual worker in manufacturing. The most important contribution management needs to make in the 21st century is similarly to increase the productivity of knowledge work and the knowledge worker. The most valuable assets of the 20th century company were its production equipment. The most valuable asset of a 21st century institution, whether business or non-business, will be its knowledge workers and their productivity. This book explains with great clarity the kinds of leaders who will answer the promise outlined by Drucker and those who will not.